Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Another story. Red, green, and blue. The sun shone down on the small town of Pallet. It was a very special day, as it was the day that those who had reached the age of 10 would set out on their journey to become Pokemon trainers. That year, the qualification fell on 3 individuals, and each of them were a mix of excitement and nervousness. The levels of those feelings varied from child to child, however. One boy harbored some more complex emotions over the event. That boy pulled up his blue jeans and slipped on a green t-shirt as he looked out the window. He saw the other 2 10-year-olds running up the path to the professor's lab. One of the two had been the boy's best friend up until about a year ago, and the other was his replacement. Letting out a lonely sigh, the boy headed downstairs where he found his older sister cleaning up from cooking breakfast.
It's about time, sleepyhead. I thought you would have been too excited to stay in bed this long.
The boy shrugged, and the girl frowned. She could tell he was feeling down, and she had an idea as to why. But she also knew her little brother would not appreciate the subject being brought up.
Breakfast is on the table and getting cold. You should eat quickly so you can get to Professor Oak's lab. I'll get your bag ready.
The boy nodded and sat down to his breakfast. His sister had taken good care of him over the last 4 years. Before that, when she had turned 10, she had gone on her own Pokemon journey. He had only been 1, and so he barely even knew she existed before she left. Throughout her adventures, she still stopped by, of course, but it wasn't like they grew up together. But the boy did have fond memories of those visits. During her adventures, the boy's sister had managed to collect half the gym badges. Collecting a 5th badge turned out to be a bigger hurdle and one she couldn't quite overcome. So, instead, the girl stayed in Celadon and trained under Erica with hopes of being able to finish her journey someday, or maybe become a gym leader herself. Then, when their parents didn't come back after leaving for a trip, his sister returned home for good to look after him. As the boy finished his food, his sister came over with his bag and set it on the floor next to him while collecting his dishes.
Thanks. Of course, even if you aren't excited, I'm excited for you.
You just want to get rid of me.
Well, duh.
The boy scowled at his sister as she mirrored the expression, but with an amused smirk.
Oh, stop. You know I love you.
Yeah, so you claim.
But the boy smiled a little himself. She really was a great sister, although, he supposed, she was a lot more like a mother to him than a sibling.
Well, hurry up. You don't want all the good ones chosen before you get there.
Shrugging again, the boy said,
Oh, I'm already too late for that. I saw the other 2 head up that way.
That's what you get for sleeping in.
I guess so.
His sister offered him a sympathetic look.
Hey, I know this day is a big deal, and it can be kind of scary, but this is going to be an unforgettable experience that you don't want to miss out on. Trust me.
The boy nodded.
Yeah, okay, I'm going. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Dodo.
Soon the boy was standing right outside the doors to Professor Oak's laboratory. His nervousness spiked when he arrived, and he couldn't bring himself to enter. What if the other two were still in there? What if he was stuck with a Pokemon he didn't like? What if he just wasn't ready to be a trainer and to leave home? Before he spiraled completely out of control and ran back home, the door opened, startling the boy.
Hey, Jaden, you coming in or what?
It was Jared, the boy Jaden had grown up with and who had been his best friend until...
Is he out there?
Came another voice from inside. Jaden recognized it immediately as Cerulean, the kid who had moved to town recently and became Jared's new best friend.
Yeah?
Jared started back inside.
He was just standing out there, staring at the door.
That's weird.
That's enough, you two. An older voice spoke up.
Okay, Dad, whatever.
Come on in, Jaden. Let's get this show on the road. Reluctant and embarrassed, Jaden walked in, his eyes on the floor. Once he reached everyone else, the professor, Jared's father, welcomed them all. Today is an exciting day for us all. You will all be starting on your journey as Pokemon trainers. You'll each be receiving your very own Pokedex, which I designed myself, and you will also get to choose one of the three Pokemon before you.
What Pokemon are they, Dad?
Jared asked. Ah, we have a Bulbasaur, a Charmander, and a Squirtle.
Oh, I'm definitely taking...
Hold on, Oak said as he intercepted his son from getting to the table. You will get what's left over.
What? That's not fair. Doesn't being the professor's son come with any benefits?
Oh, plenty. But it also comes with responsibility, such as being a generous host and letting guests choose first. Jared crossed his arms and leaned against a wall, frowning.
Fine.
Jaden, did you want to go first?
Cerulean asked. Confused, Jaden looked at the other boy. The other boy motioned toward the table.
I don't really mind which one I get. So you can go ahead.
Really? Thank you.
Jaden responded. He was suspicious of Cerulean's generosity. After all, they were enemies, so why would he be nice?
Well, I guess I go with...
Jaden looked around apologetically.
Bulbasaur.
Very good, Professor Oak clapped. Here is your Pokedex and your Pokeball.
Thanks, Professor.
All right, Cerulean. You're next. Jaden didn't linger to find out what the other two picked. He was too excited to have his very own Pokemon in Pokedex now. He left the building looking over the device and, as soon as he was out of the door, he sent out Bulbasaur. The Pokemon looked around at the grass and the nearby water. It took in the sky, too, before turning to look back at his new trainer.
Hey, Bulbasaur, I'm Jaden.
It gave a small affirmative cry, acknowledging what Jaden said. It then walked over to the boy and rubbed its head against his leg.
I guess I should come up with a name for you, huh? Maybe you should call him Toast.
Jaden whipped around and found Jared and Cerulean outside as well.
After all, that's where he's going to be when I'm through with him. Let's battle, Jaden.
Not waiting for a response, Jared tossed out his Pokeball and released his newly acquired Charmander. Jaden just wanted to start his journey to catch more Pokemon and earn his gym badges. He really didn't want to battle his old friend or interact with him at all. But he also knew he couldn't walk away and be considered honorable. In fact, he would probably be labeled a coward and bring shame to his family.
All right, Bulbasaur,
he said as he pointed toward Jared's Charmander.
Get him!
Seeing as Jared had managed to snag the Pokemon that had a type advantage over his own, Jaden did not think the battle would go very well. As it turned out, however, neither of the Pokemon knew how to do anything more than run into and hit each other. So the type advantage really wasn't an issue. The two Pokemon exhausted themselves battling and, in the end, Bulbasaur dropped first, making Charmander and Jared the winners.
Get used to losing, Jaden, 'cause soon enough... My Charmander will learn fire moves, and your Bulbasaur won't stand a chance.
Jaden didn't say anything. He simply sucked in his lips and nodded, knowing what Jared said was true. Cerulean, on the other hand, did speak up.
Really, Druid? Your Pokemon aren't gonna get a lot better. Win an easy fight.
Heh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Jared held out his Pokeball and summoned Charmander back to it, and then started to walk off. Cerulean didn't leave immediately, and instead surprised Jaden by approaching him.
Hey, we will head in the same direction, I'm guessing. Did you want to travel together?
Oh, please.
Jared interrupted.
You won't want to do that.
What?
Cerulean asked.
Why not?
He's right.
Jaden cut in.
I don't want to.
Jared shrugged.
See, I told you. Now come on. I want to get to Viridian before dark.
Still unsure, Cerulean studied Jaden a little longer, trying to decide what was wrong with him. Jaden, who had been looking at his shoes, didn't look up and just waited until Cerulean finally left to catch up with his friend.
Think I'm an easy fight?
Jaden said to himself.
I haven't even started to train yet. Just you wait, Jared. I won't just be better than you. I'll be better than everyone. I'm gonna be the very best. Mr. E, Vine Whip!
An Ivysaur charged forward a few steps, and then unleashed two vines toward its opponent. Dancer! Peck! The Goldeen flew into the air and dodged one of the Ivysaur's vines. The second hit it, as it dove toward the grass-type Pokemon, but the hit hardly slowed the Goldeen down, and it landed the attack. The Ivysaur was knocked back, and it was struggling to stay upright. The Pokemon's eyes shone with determination.
All right, let's do it again,
called out Ivysaur's trainer. This time, both vines made contact, and the Goldeen flew again, this time, not of its own accord. There was a splash as it hit the water. Jaden chewed on the inside of his cheek as he stared at the ripples left behind by the Goldeen's submersion.
Please be down, please be down,
the boy said. Across the pool that had floating platforms scattered throughout was Jaden's opponent, Yakata, the Cerulean City gym leader. The promoter at the entrance had explained to Jaden that Yakata was an expert of water-type Pokemon. That was great news to Jaden, since he had been working very hard with the Bulbasaur he had started with. All that training had paid off. As they exited Mount Moon, Mr. E had evolved into an Ivysaur. Jaden was confident he was going to walk through the Cerulean Gym and all their water Pokemon. He had not counted on the fact that one of the Pokemon would know a flying-type move. Not only that, but Yakata was clearly an expert trainer.
Mr. E? You see anything out there? Is it down?
Looking back, the Ivysaur moved his vines in a way that gave off the impression of a shrug. And that is when the Goldeen suddenly shot out of the water.
Mr. E, watch out!
But it was too late. With the Ivysaur's attention pulled to Jaden, he had no time to react, and the Goldeen came down with another peck, defeating Jaden's last Pokemon.
No!
Head hung low, Jaden returned Mr. E to his Pokeball. Yakata walked around the pool as he returned his Goldeen. He was headed for the front of the gym, but stopped just beyond Jaden. You have potential, but you lack experience. Train more. With those blunt words, Yakata walked away, leaving Jaden to stand there and mourn his loss. The words continued to replay in Jaden's mind as well as his battle with the gym leader. He had been nervous to start the journey, afraid he might not make it. When he had lost to Jared right before heading out, it hadn't helped matters. Instead of giving up, though, he knew he was just getting started, and he could probably learn and get better. In Viridian City, Jared had challenged him again, but this time Jaden won. That, plus catching a handful of new Pokemon on the way to Pewter City, had really boosted the boy's confidence. And when he won the Boulder Badge so easily, he was beginning to think he had a real talent for Pokemon training. Mount Moon had been a challenging journey, but he had made it, and then, just on the other side, Jared challenged Jaden again. After the long ordeal through the mountain, Jaden was a little less certain about that fight, but, for the second time, Jaden won. Jared was really sore about that. So, entering Cerulean City and learning the gym leader used water Pokemon, Jaden was so sure that he would be earning his second badge in no time. But all that confidence drained with his loss.
I was fooling myself the whole time. I'm not any good. I was just lucky. Until now.
Without thinking about where he was going, Jaden wandered out of the building. He realized he hadn't even made it as far as his sister had, who had only earned 4 badges.
Maybe I should just ask the Akita if I can become a student of his, become a trainer at his gym.
Hey, Jaden, how did your battle go?
The boy stopped in his tracks and realized he had wandered into the Pokemon Center. Looking around, he found Cerulean walking up to him.
Did you earn your badge?
Jaden was puzzled by the other boy's demeanor. He seemed hesitant, almost nervous to ask.
Is he concerned that I might have failed? Does he already know?
Jaden wondered to himself. Instead of giving a verbal answer, Jaden shook his head. There was suddenly a sense of relief from Cerulean, and Jaden realized that he must have failed too.
He wasn't concerned for me at all,
Jaden thought.
He was just worried. I have done better than him. Real nice.
Yeah,
Cerulean said.
Neither did we.
We?
Jaden had not meant to say that out loud, but he was so surprised it just launched itself from his mouth.
A Jude and I, we both lost against Yakata. He was really tough.
Jaden nodded in agreement. Then he looked around and noticed Jared wasn't anywhere to be seen.
Where is Jared?
Well, we were gonna head north out of town to look for more Pokemon and get some more training in. But then there was all these trainers were on the bridge that crossed over to the route. We've been battling them to get better. I just came back to give my Pokemon a rest.
That reminded Jaden that he needed to turn in his Pokemon so that they could recover after the gym battle. He started over to the counter and Cerulean followed.
You should come out there too. I know it felt good to get in some more practice and some wins after losing out at the gym.
Jaden shrugged.
Maybe I'll think about it.
Cerulean nodded. His Pokemon were brought back out by a nurse and he started gathering them back up.
Cool. I'll let you know. You will be coming out too.
What? I said.
Having collected his Pokeballs, Cerulean took off for the front doors of the Pokemon Center, not even noticing that Jaden was speaking to him.
Maybe.
Jaden finished quietly. He sighed and went to find a seat as he waited for his own Pokemon to be ready to go. Still feeling down, Jaden considered just going to bed. Battling sounded like a lot of work and sort of pointless. And there was Jared, who he really wasn't interested in running into right then. Then again, if he went and wallowed in his room, there was a good chance he would just give up.
Maybe I should quit,
he muttered.
You could,
said a girl sitting a couple seats away. Jaden's eyes flicked up to the side to see who was talking and found she was looking right at him. He looked back down immediately.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
What?
He actually looked at the girl that time.
You said you could quit.
Jaden squirmed uncomfortably in his seat.
Oh, was I not supposed to hear that?
The girl asked.
No. Nobody was.
Oh well, too late now.
The girl popped up and then back down onto the seat right beside Jaden.
Anyway, as I was saying, you could quit. I don't think you'll feel very good about it.
Jaden's face fell into an annoyed scowl.
You don't even know me. Maybe I didn't want to be a trainer in the first place.
The girl scoffed.
If that were true, then you wouldn't be feeling so miserable right now.
He didn't like it, but Jaden realized the girl had a point.
Well, fine. I did want to be a trainer. But I think I would hurt a lot less giving up now than being beaten over and over again until I'm humiliated. Then give up.
You're kind of pessimistic, aren't you?
Huh?
A glass half empty kind of guy?
I really don't know what.
You usually assume the worst will happen. Well, that's not a fun place to be. I mean, you're just making it more likely that the worst will happen. And you're doubling up on the terrible feelings.
Or maybe I just prepare for the worst, so it doesn't hurt as bad when it shows up.
The girl seemed taken aback by that response.
I've never thought of it that way.
She brought a hand up to her chin, tapping her finger on the side of her face as she considered Jaden's words for about 4 seconds.
Nope, I don't like it. You're still making yourself miserable for something that might never happen.
Jaden narrowed his eyes at the girl. She mirrored his expression.
Jaden, your Pokemon are ready.
The impromptu glaring contest ended abruptly when Jaden looked up and saw the nurse motioning toward his Pokeballs. He sprung up and went over to collect his companions. By the time he turned around from the counter, the girl was right there in front of him.
So, what are you going to do? Call it quits and waste all the time and energy those Pokemon put into getting you this far? Or are you going to train some more?
Jaden stared at the girl for a while. Once again, she had made a good point. He even recalled the way Mr. E had really thrown himself into the battle against that Goldene. His Ivysaur had wanted to be there and wanted to win, and didn't even get close to giving up. Still, having a random stranger continually bugging him about what were supposed to be private thoughts was getting under his skin.
You really push her, you know.
The girl shrugged.
I'm just trying to help.
I didn't ask for help.
Nope, I'm just nice like that.
Is that what you call it?
What else would you call it?
Nosy, pushy,
helpful?
Jaden narrowed his eyes again, and again she mirrored him. After half a minute, Jaden threw his hands up in the air.
All right, fine, I'm not giving up.
Great, good choice.
Now, there's apparently a bridge full of trainers for me to battle.
Oh, Nugget Bridge! The trainers over there are kind of a rough group, though.
Jaden gave the girl a quizzical look.
Are you trying to persuade me not to go now?
The girl's eyes went wide.
Nope, sorry, I was just trying to warn you.
Okay.
Jaden started nodding his head.
Well, wish me luck then.
You're not going to get rid of me that easy. I'll show you the way.
The girl rushed off for the door.
Come on!
It was a lot of work to keep up with the girl, and Jaden thought he had lost her at one point. But in the end, she did indeed lead him to Nugget Bridge. He stopped and stared. There were more trainers battling across that bridge than he had expected. And the girl was right. They did look pretty tough. Well, at least the ones that were probably challenging those that tried to cross, thanks to them all wearing very similar black uniforms. Amongst the trainers crowding the bridge, Jaden spotted Jared and his Charmeleon battling a Koffing. And closer to where Jaden stood, Cerulean's Pidgeotto had just blown up a ton of sand, making it difficult to see for the Ekans it was up against.
Look, you know I hate to admit this, but we all lost. And it was only the second gym,
Jared argued.
So? We train harder then. We can't just give up.
For how long? Do we waste our time and push through and maybe make it through another gym or two? Like your sister?
Don't you bring my sister into this.
Why not? She was an amazing trainer. At least, I always thought she was. And she couldn't cut it. We just need to face it. Maybe we're just too far removed in Power Town. None of us can reach the caliber of some of these trainers.
We did beat most of them on the bridge, though,
Cerulean pointed out.
See?
Jaden said, motioning to Jared's friend.
That right there shows we have potential.
Yeah, and again, to what end?
Jared said.
How hard do we have to walk just to beat this gym? You know they handicap themselves with weaker Pokemon in the early gyms. We are so far behind already. How long is it going to take just to overcome the next gym?
Jaden looked at Cerulean to see if he had anything more to say, but the boy shrugged. It looked like Jaden's arguments made sense to him, too, and Jaden didn't like it.
Look, I just can't do it. I can't give up. I'm being a Pokemon trainer already.
But you would be giving that up. You just might not be competing in the league.
And what if we want to try and become a champion of the league?
then I'd say you are delusional. Because I think it's pretty clear that it's something out of reach for all of us. But here, we have Guaranteed Work, and it's work that involves Pokemon training.
He's making some good points, Jaden.
Cerulean chimed in.
We have a future with this. Who knows what will happen out there, or what we might end up doing if we keep trying to battle the gyms.
Jaden looked back and forth between Cerulean and Jared. He couldn't believe how easily they were about to give up on the dreams they all shared for years. In less than a month of starting on their journey, they were done. But, then again, hadn't he already thought about giving up himself?
It was a moment of weakness,
he thought.
But after defeating all these trainers on the bridge, and I beat Jared twice already too, he can quit if he wants to. But not me.
Jaden shook his head.
No way. You two can do whatever you want, but I'm not giving up.
Turning away from the other two boys, Jaden started up the path, but then he felt something rush by his head and heard Jaden shout,
Go, Lizzie!
A Pokeball landed in front of Jaden, and out popped Jared's Charmeleon. It unleashed a spurt of flames toward the sky and brandished its claws in an act of intimidation. Jaden sighed and looked back over his shoulder at Jared.
Seriously? I've beaten you twice already.
Yeah, well, I just beat all those trainers on the bridge. So we'll see.
What? So did I.
Then you should have nothing to worry about. Send in your Pokemon.
Jaden sighed.
Why are you doing this?
Because when I beat you, then you'll see I'm right. That defeat in the gyms is just a dream, and that we should sign up with this group.
You can feel that way. Why do you need me to agree?
Jared just stared at Jaden with wild eyes. Something had snapped the Charmeleon's trainer, and Jaden thought he was beginning to understand. Jared needed Jaden to admit defeat too. If he didn't, then it would bring a lot of shame upon Jared. After all, how would it look if Professor Oak's own son couldn't see the trainer journey through?
Fine, Jared, but I really wish you would stop this.
Jaden pulled out a Pokeball and unleashed a Pidgey into the air.
Take to the sky, Wings!
Jared was so consumed with the need to be right and defeat Jaden that his tactics were erratic. It almost worked out for him a couple of times because Jaden couldn't predict what Jared would do next. But Jaden maintained a more level head and did not rush his fight, and that is what brought him his third victory against his old best friend, Jared. Frustrated, Jared returned his Pokemon and stormed off with a growl.
Come on, Cerulean. Let's get out of here. Let Jaden chase his stupid dream.
Cerulean watched Jared leave, a little stunned. Then he looked over to Jaden.
I hope you make it, Jaden. I really do. But I think Jared's right about this.
Jaden lifted his arms in a half-hearted shrug. Cerulean nodded.
Yeah, okay. See you around. Maybe.
With a wave goodbye, Cerulean walked off in the same direction as Jared. It looked like they were both headed back to Nugget Bridge, where some kind of recruiter had confronted them earlier. He wore a similar outfit to all those trainers on the bridge, and he was apparently scouting out new talent by having trainers battle their way across. He was impressed by the three trainers from Pallet Town, apparently, and wanted to bring them onto his team. But, to Jaden, there was
There's something awfully peculiar about that guy.
Jaden was surprised to hear his own thoughts spoken out loud, and he turned around to see the girl that led him to Nugget Bridge.
He has the whole bridge stacked with trainers, and then tries to recruit the young trainers that make it through? Then he doesn't really get into specifics, but supposedly you have to drop out of gym battles?
Jaden had never invited the girl to tag along or lead him anywhere, but after the confrontation with his old friend, he really appreciated the girl's presence.
Right? I don't like it either.
The girl looked Jaden over. Then she nodded.
Good. So you've decided not to let your Pokemon down. I'm really glad to hear that you're going to keep pushing forward.
Thanks.
Now, if you're going to beat out Yakuta, then you're going to need some more grass-type Pokemon.
and you'll need to train them and your Bulbasaur up a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Of course you do. Now, I do think there are plenty of Bellsprout and Oddish around here. Let's see if we can hunt some up.
The idea suited Jaden just fine, and so the two of them started plowing through the tall grass across the river from Cerulean City. They both managed to catch a Bellsprout, and they also ran into a few Abra, too. Of course, those Pokemon kept vanishing before either of them could snag one. As it grew late and the moon came up, Oddish began to appear, and Jaden's new friend caught one. The boy was not as fortunate. With the late hour, they both headed back to the Pokemon Center in the city. There, the girl offered to trade Pokemon with him. She would take his Pidgey and give him the Oddish in return. He was a little uncertain. After all, he had been training Wings for a bit already. On the other hand, he really could use some more grass types to get through Gym Leader Yakata. In the end, he agreed, and they made an official trade. That was how Jaden finally learned the girl's name was Sunny.
I actually have to head down to Vermilion City in the morning, but I wanted to tell you, there's a small cottage at the end of Route 25. William lives there, and he might be able to help out a little in your training. Plus, traveling the route itself will give you plenty of time to train up your new Pokemon.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
The two just stood there awkwardly looking around the center, having no idea what to say or do next.
Well?
Jaden started.
I should get some sleep.
Sunny rushed out.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Good night then.
You too. Good night.
Sunny ran off to her room, leaving Jaden there to think about the strange day. A defeat at the gym, a series of victories on Nugget Bridge, the recruiter, and his argument with Jared all felt like it happened a week ago. He was exhausted from all the running around trying to catch Pokemon with Sunny. He smiled a little at the thought. It had been a good day in the end. The next day, Jaden got up, collected his Pokemon, and headed to the mart to pick up some more supplies. He needed some more Pokeballs after wasting a bunch on wild Abra, and a few potions would not go amiss. He dawdled a bit at the store, as he wasn't looking forward to crossing Nugget Bridge again. If the recruiter, or worse, Jared was there, it was going to make for an awkward crossing. He couldn't procrastinate forever, though, and finally he made his way to the bridge. There were a few trainers there. Fortunately, most of them were not part of that group. The ones that were members were busy battling the other trainers. Best of all, Jaden didn't see any sign of Jared or Cerulean. Following the route after the bridge, he ran into a couple of trainers and performed well against them. That's when he did run into a familiar face. Cerulean was finishing up his own battle against a trainer as Jaden came by. As soon as Cerulean spotted him, he rushed over.
Oh, great.
Jaden muttered.
Jaden, hey!
Hi, Cerulean. You and Jared having fun with your new friends?
Cerulean shifted uneasily.
Well, I gave it some more thought, and I decided I would give the gym another shot.
Jaden's eyes widened in surprise.
Oh.
Yeah, I really want to do well, and thought that maybe Jared and I were being hasty.
So did Jared not join either?
Oh, no, he did. He wasn't happy about my decision either.
Jaden nodded, being able to picture Jared's reaction.
Sure. Oh, that's cool, Cerulean.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, I was kind of hoping we could travel together. I am not really used to doing things on my own.
Jaden hesitated, but then he started to wonder why he was hesitating and realized he was always rejecting offers to hang out with Cerulean because it meant being around Jared. But Jared had removed himself now.
Look, never mind.
Yeah, no. I think it would be great to have a companion.
Cerulean, who had looked rather down a moment before, grinned.
Awesome. All right, so you just headed down this way to take on trainers, or...
I got a tip from a friend that there was a guy that lived out near the sea. She said he can help.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We'll see if she was right.
It turned out that she was, Jaden and Cerulean battled more trainers as they traveled along the route to reach the house of William. Once they arrived, the man offered them a small meal and some tea. While they sat and talked, William's peaceful Persian rubbed against Jaden's leg and started purring when the boy scratched behind its pink ears. Meanwhile, a blue, aquatic-looking Pokemon with four legs and a sort of fish tail had curled up on Cerulean's lap.
Your Pokemon seem very relaxed,
Jaden observed. Oh, yes, I suppose so, William replied. We live a quiet life here, and the sound of the waves is very soothing.
What is this Pokemon?
Cerulean asked, motioning to the one on his lap. Oh, well, that is a Vaporeon.
A Vaporeon?
Yes. You've heard of an Eevee before, right? Cerulean gave a nod, and Jaden stopped petting the Persian for a second, starting to pay closer attention as the man began to explain. Well, for a long time it was believed that Eevee didn't evolve. Many trainers had tried to give them plenty of battling experience to see if they could reach some new potential. Now, it's been known for some time that certain Pokemon only evolve when exposed to certain rocks. But they've always seemed to be in line with the typing of the Pokemon. For example, certain water Pokemon need water stones to evolve, and grass types like your Oddish and Bellsprout can only reach their full potential when exposed to stones that are found near certain forests. Both boys were leaning in, focused hard on William's explanations of stones and evolution. They were very interested to hear how this was connected to Cerulean's question about Vaporeon. Because of the connections to typing and the rarity of these evolution stones, no one really tried them on Pokemon unrelated to the elements. No one was trying to see what a Thunderstone would do to a Bulbasaur, for example. Maybe early on, but people rapidly realized there was no point. Until my precious son was playing by the water with Eevee. According to the kiddo, there was something glittering in the water. Going after it seemed a good idea at first, but the winds made the waves a bit more unpredictable than usual. My child nearly drowned. Fortunately, the Eevee didn't just sit by and watch, but dived in, planning a rescue attempt, I guess. I don't think it thought through the problem of trying to drag my waterlogged kiddo back to shore with its tiny body, but it tried all the same. And that's when it connected with the gleaming stone out in the sea. We soon learned that Eevee must have latent water typing in its DNA because touching that stone almost instantly evolved the Pokemon into that Vaporeon there. Its body being designed for swimming through water, it had a much better time in rescuing my precious son. Not only did I not lose the child, but we also made an amazing discovery. Both boys looked over at the Vaporeon, amazed. Cerulean was the first to say anything.
Well, that settles it. I want an Eevee now.
They're pretty rare, William said. But hopefully you will someday. Here, why don't you take this water stone? That way you can get your own Vaporeon should you find that Eevee.
Wow, thanks.
And you, William said, directing his attention to Jaden, take this leaf stone. Once you train your Pokemon enough to evolve them into Gloom and Weepinbell, you can use it on one of them. Choose wisely, though. Jaden nodded, taking the man's words seriously and trying to decide already which one he might prefer. The trio finished their meal, and the boys learned a few other tips on where to find certain Pokemon from William. Most of the conversation, however, was him talking about his son who was out on his own journey as a trainer. A few hours later, the boys left William's home and headed back toward Cerulean City. Before they got far, Jaden noticed a stone near the edge of the river feeding into the sea. Seeing that it had "Beloved Wife" etched into it, Jaden quickly put the pieces together. William had mentioned a son, but not a wife. The date of her death had been exactly 2 years ago.
Is that the real reason that Sunny sent us here? So William won't be alone today?
That question led Jaden to wonder what exactly the connection was between that girl and the friendly man that had just freely given them refreshments and evolution stones. It was a question he pondered all the way back to the city, and one that he never seemed to figure out an answer to. Once they reached the Pokemon Center, the two gave their Pokemon over to the nurse to be fixed up. They had been talking about Eevee most of the way back. Well, Cerulean had been doing most of the talking while Jaden's mind was elsewhere. But as they waited for their Pokemon to be returned, Cerulean changed topics.
So, you think you're going to try the gym again tomorrow?
Jaden shook his head.
No, I think I want to train with my Pokemon a little more. Maybe get Onish and Bellsprout to evolve?
Sure, that makes sense. I should probably train a little more too.
We can train together if you want.
That'd be great, actually. And maybe you could show me where you found those Pokemon. After all, I could use some grass types as well.
Yeah, totally. We'll head out after breakfast.
Great.
The Pokemon were brought back out, and after the boys collected them, they headed back to their rooms. The next day went just as they had discussed. Jaden brought Cerulean to the same area that Sunny had brought him, and while Cerulean hunted out Bellsprout and Oddish, Jaden battled any wild Pokemon that showed up. After lunch, they took a break from hunting and battled each other to get in some more practice. By that evening, Cerulean had managed to catch himself an Oddish, and Jaden's Bellsprout had evolved. That routine continued for a few more days. In that time, both Oddish became Gloom, and Cerulean had gotten very lucky and nabbed an Abra with a desperate toss of a Pokeball. The boys were feeling like they had made great progress, and that it was probably time they took another shot at Yakata of the Cerulean Gym. Entering the gym, Jaden felt nervous energy coursing through his body. It nearly made his feet run him right back out of the gym. It really helped to have Cerulean there with him, and knowing they both still needed to face the gym leader. Neither wanted to go first, but Cerulean had been faster at offering the first match to Jaden, and so he was stuck. Jaden stepped up to the edge of the pool and organized his Pokeballs so he knew where each of his partners was located. Yakata was kneeling on his side of the pool with eyes closed in meditation. Jaden took a Pokeball in hand, hoping that he was making a good decision on which to start with. With a signal, the trainer and the gym leader sent out their first Pokemon. Ivysaur emerged onto the floating platform for Jaden. The boy was shocked to see that Yakata had jumped right in with Starmie. Last time, the gym leader started off with weaker Pokemon. They both shouted out commands to their Pokemon, and Starmie was much faster. Waves of psychic energy consumed Mr. E, the Ivysaur, causing its legs to buckle. Right out of the gate, Jaden's starter was in rough shape. The Vine Whip hit Starmie, but it seemed relatively unfazed. Not wasting any time, Jaden pulled Ivysaur back in and unleashed a Spearow. Yakata seemed to anticipate a switch and also made a swap. He switched out his Starmie for a Dewgong. Once again, Yakata's Pokemon was faster, and Spearow's wings were frozen, causing the Pokemon to collapse into the water. It was defeated in just one hit. The rest of the match looked very much the same, with a mix of psychic and ice attacks cutting right through each of Jaden's Pokemon. Yakata's Pokemon were all left relatively unscathed. Jaden felt empty. There was nothing left after such a humiliating defeat. He slowly turned around and walked right by Cerulean without a word. Back at the Pokemon Center, Jaden lay in bed, staring at the ceiling. He mostly thought about the color of the paint and focused on any imperfections that existed there. Occasionally, his mind drifted to the battle and how useless he was. What he kept picturing was a speck of dust trying to break down a brick wall. That was the best comparison he could come up with to describe how that battle went. It was a painful thought, and that was when he would refocus his thoughts on an uninteresting ceiling. When Jaden heard knocking at the door, he blinked his eyes. They stung a little from being so dry, and he couldn't remember when he had closed them last. The shadows in the room also had changed, and he glanced over at the window. The sun was setting, which confused Jaden. He and Cerulean had headed to the gym right after breakfast. How could it already be so late? The knocking continued. Getting up, Jaden made his way to the door and opened it. Cerulean was on the other side. He looked exhausted.
Hey, Jaden.
Jaden grunted something that could have been an attempt at the word hi.
So, Yakata's really tough.
The slow blink and continued staring of Jaden communicated his thoughts well enough. It might have been best translated as, duh.
Right, well, I was thinking, maybe we just don't understand Yakata's battle style.
So?
Jaden finally spoke.
So, if that's the case, maybe you should try a different gym.
It took a moment for the words to sink in. When they did, Jaden started to feel a little less hollow.
Wait, so you think we might stand a chance at another gym?
Exactly. I mean, I don't think we can get beat any more than we have here.
Jaden nodded slowly, pondering Cerulean's words.
For sure.
Processing the idea more, Jaden said,
So, if we manage to defeat another gym leader, maybe we're not as bad as we feel right now. And we can go on to other gyms and eventually come back here.
That's what I'm thinking.
Then the only question is, where are we heading first?
The battle at the Vermilion City Gym went a lot smoother than the one at Yakata's gym. Cerulean and Jaden made sure to catch some Diglett and train them a bit before trying to earn their badge. Jaden was really surprised at how easy the match felt. Cerulean said he'd try his luck the next day after watching Jaden's match. He felt he needed to get a little more training in after seeing some of the gym leader's tactics. The next morning, Jaden was barely up before Cerulean arrived back at the center and showing off his badge.
Wow, you got an early start.
Couldn't help it. After training last night, I felt like I knew just how to handle the gym match. I wanted to try it out right away.
Did you get breakfast?
I grabbed the bite. I'll pick up something else on the way.
On the way?
Yeah, it's still early and I just got my badge. I want to get on the road and tackle the next gym.
After scraping up the last bits of food from his plate, Jaden shrugged.
All right, I'll just go grab my stuff.
Within a few minutes, both boys were back on the road to find the next town. Jaden was riding high on yesterday's victory and was happy he hadn't listened to Jared. It would have crushed his sister for him to have given up his dream. He couldn't do that to her after she took care of him for so long. Besides, it would have wounded his spirit, too. The knowledge that he had just tossed it away would have eaten at him for the rest of his life. When they reached the next city, they found there was a checkpoint there. Officers were stopping trainers from walking right in.
Huh?
Jaden said, curious.
I wonder what's going on.
Cerulean was watching everyone intently as they slowly went through the checkpoints, answering the questions presented by the officers.
I don't know. It seems like they're checking IDs or something.
Wonder if they're looking for a criminal.
Yeah, maybe.
As the boys reached the checkpoint, they stopped Cerulean first. They asked him for his name, hometown, and where they were coming from. Upon learning that the boys were trainers, they also asked to see their gym badges. When Cerulean showed his to the officer, Jaden noticed that he had three. One of them looked like the Cascade badge from Cerulean City. Jaden frowned at that, wondering why his friend had kept that a secret, and he almost blurted out his question. Realizing that it might not be the best time for that, he clamped his mouth shut until he had to answer the same questions that Cerulean had been asked. After getting far enough away from the checkpoint, Jaden spoke up.
Why don't you tell me you beat Yakata?
Cerulean stopped and wouldn't meet Jaden's eyes directly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I didn't want you to feel bad. I wanted you to still give it a chance. And hey, I was right, you know? You won in Vermilion.
Jaden continued to frown.
Yeah, that's probably the right call. Doesn't feel great now either. But, yeah, I might have given up if I knew them.
Placing a hand on Jaden's shoulder, Cerulean gave his friend a sympathetic look.
Hey, you'll get there. Vermilion was easy, and it's just gonna keep getting better as we work through the rest. Yakata won't see you coming when the time is right.
Hold up right there, boys. Cerulean and Jaden turned and saw an officer approaching them. Sorry, but I missed a question I was supposed to ask you. He looked over the pair of them very carefully, and it made Jaden nervous. When did you earn those badges? The boys remained silent for a moment, and then Cerulean started to speak.
Oh, it was probably a week.
Not realizing Cerulean was talking, Jaden rattled off his answer nervously once he processed what was being asked.
We just finished the Vermilion gym yesterday.
Then I'm afraid you are both in serious trouble.
What?
Jaden was starting to panic. He did not want to be in trouble with the law. Cerulean, on the other hand, didn't say a word. We had reports that gym badges were being stolen. First in Cerulean and then Vermilion. It was said that two boys were working together. One would challenge the gym leader, then their partner would sneak in and steal the badges while everyone was distracted with the match. Jaden's stomach dropped. He couldn't believe he was being accused of stealing. Not just him, but Cerulean, too.
How? What? I would never.
And then it slowly dawned on Jaden. The thefts were real. The story wasn't even wrong. At least not completely. But Jaden had never seen Cerulean battle. After losing in Cerulean, Jaden left before his friend's match. Then, in Vermilion, Cerulean wanted to battle the next morning and made sure to leave before Jaden was even up. Horror was the expression Jaden's face wore when he turned and looked at an ashamed Cerulean.
You? How? Why?
I'll need you two to hand over all your badges, the officer said. And you are both hereby banished from the Pokemon League. Jaden was still staring at Cerulean and waiting for an answer. When the officer's words sunk in, he whipped his head around to face the man.
Wait, but I didn't do any...
The officer put up his hand to stop Jaden. Oh, I'm sorry, but the league takes a hard line on cheating. You can attempt to contact those that run the league and see if you can get them to reverse their decision, but I've never heard of anyone having any success there. Breathing had suddenly become difficult for Jaden. He felt like all air was being stolen away and kept out of reach. He couldn't be losing out on his dream. Not like that.
Jaden, run!
Cerulean's shout came with a shove. As Jaden snapped out of his spiraling thoughts, he felt oxygen return. Then he realized Cerulean had taken off, and he was running right behind him. He didn't even remember making the conscious decision to do that. The officer's voice called out after them. Jaden couldn't stop, though. It was too late. He was a criminal. Jaden didn't know how long they ran. He just knew he was exhausted by the end of it, and that it was very dark. He flopped to the ground while Cerulean took a seat on a nearby boulder.
I'm sorry, Jaden. I didn't mean to.
Don't talk to me right now.
The boy sat in silence. Cerulean held his knees close and looked at the grass below him. Jaden stared up at the night sky where thick clouds concealed the stars. He felt tears run down his cheeks as the fact that his dream had been obliterated sunk in deeper. It was all over. He would never become a league champion. Jaden wanted to go home to his sister, but then he realized he couldn't do that either. Not after becoming a fugitive.
What am I going to do?
Jaden whispered to himself. 3 days later, Jaden and Cerulean were standing before Jared. His triumphant grin frustrated Jaden to no end. Cerulean pleaded with the other boy to go easy on Jaden, but his efforts were futile. Just as Jared had wanted, all three of them were now part of a growing organization. What pleased Jared even more was because of the other two's hesitation, he had joined first and was put in charge of Cerulean and Jaden's training.
Welcome to Team Rocket, boys.
Years passed, and the Team Rocket organization continued to grow. Jared, Jaden, and Cerulean all even had a hand in recruiting new members. But that was not all they did.
So you're going to do what to that Pokemon?
Don't be like this, Jaden. You're making me look bad.
But Jared, are you really okay with this? First, they demand we give over our own Pokemon.
And then
well,
they...
family. We all
share the Pokemon, Jaden.
Right. And that's why
we only ever have Ekans and
coughing. While the baskets were stealing
Pokemon. Do you understand that?
Really, Jaden? They were just going to be
stored in boxes, most likely. We're rescuing them.
Yeah. We're giving them
a far more interesting life this way.
Jaden, long time no see.
Sunny?
The one and only. So how have you been over the years? Surprised I didn't
see much of you since we first met.
Well, things got...
Hello. Who's your girlfriend?
Jared, go away.
I recognize that outfit. Jaden, are you
with this guy?
Don't you
Sunny,
know?
I can explain.
Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise.
Shut up, Jared.
So, you gave up after all.
It's not what you think.
Just let her go, man. Don't be such a wimp. Besides, there are plenty of Team Rocket girls. I bet True has a friend we could hook you up with. Who was that? What did I miss?
What is it, Jared? You know I don't go out on those sorts of missions anymore.
Today you do. This one is special and requires your expertise. And I hear, if you do well here, they might consider letting you leave the organization once and for all. You two ready? Our ride is leaving in 3 minutes. Many years in the employment of Team Rocket had worn away at Jaden. The pain of betrayal he had seen in the eyes of Pokemon, even his own, as they were experimented on, weighed him down. Then he had seen a similar look in Sunny's eyes the last time he saw her, however many years ago. She had been so encouraging when they first met and even directed him to William's place, which had been a huge help. He had disappointed her by falling in with Team Rocket, by giving up on his dreams.
But I didn't have a choice,
he tried to tell himself. It rang hollow. Hey, Jaden, you with us? Jared was snapping his fingers at the other boy. Pushing away his thoughts, Jaden looked over at Jared, who was sitting across from him in the bed of the pickup truck they were riding in.
What?
You look like you were in another world or something.
Just wishing I was back in bed.
Jaden looked at the scenery going by and realized he recognized the area.
Are we on Route 25?
Cerulean shifted uncomfortably and looked anywhere but where Jaden sat. Yep, Jared responded. There's a little cottage near the sea at the end of this route. That caught Jaden's attention.
Wait, is that where we're headed?
Rumor has it, there's a unique Pokemon there. Boss really wants it. Jaden turned and glared at the back of Cerulean's head.
You told them?
Cerulean didn't respond, and so Jared chimed in. Of course. He told us that the two of you visited years ago, and he remembered something odd about the coloring of the Persian there. We've had a few reports of color variations in Pokemon, but nothing concrete. Plus, it being a Persian makes it of particular interest to the boss. Shaking his head, Jaden continued directing his comments to Cerulean.
After all William did for us, and now you put us on a path to steal his Pokemon? How could you?
Because he is actually trying to make something of himself in this organization, Jared snapped.
Make something of himself? All he's making himself out to be is a criminal.
And that's why you won't amount to anything. You lack vision, Jaden. You see criminals where I see the resolve to enhance the world. The word resolve connected to something deep inside Jaden. It was something he had to work hard for, but he had it once upon a time. Until Cerulean led to his expulsion from the League. Ever since then, he had slowly given up more and more.
That is going to end today,
he thought to himself. Making up his mind, Jaden pulled out a Pokeball.
I lack vision, huh?
He chucked the Pokeball through the open window of the cab, and a large purple Pokemon emerged in a flash of light.
Then I guess that's a problem we share. Coughing, smoke screen.
Immediately, the Pokemon in the cab produced a thick, inky black smoke, making it impossible for the driver and passenger to see. The truck swerved and came to a jolting stop. Jaden had leapt out of the bed of the truck as it was slowing down. He rolled a bit on the ground, picking up a few bumps and bruises. But then he hopped up, rushed over to the cab, and grabbed the keys out of the ignition.
Coughing! Smoke screen around the rest of the truck. Keep everyone there as long as you can.
The Pokemon obeyed, making it harder for Jared and Cerulean to recover from the sudden stop. Jaden took the opportunity to run ahead as fast as he could. The cottage door burst open, surprising the people inside. William and Sunny were huddled around something that Jaden couldn't make out, with them in the way. The Persian and Vaporeon were also curiously peering at whatever it was. But all that attention quickly shifted to Jaden when he had barged in.
Oh great, what are you doing here?
Sunny groaned.
Not on Team Rocket business, I hope.
William looked shocked. Who is this? Team Rocket business?
This is one of those kids you helped years
ago. No. Well, yes, I'm here on Team Rocket business. Sort of. I was a part of a team sent here, and you all need to leave before they arrive.
Wait, seriously?
Sunny said.
Yes, seriously. There isn't time. You need to go. Now.
We need to protect the eggs, William told Sunny.
Eggs?
Jaden was looking between the two of them, very confused.
We can't do it here,
Sunny said.
We'll need to transport them.
That'll be dangerous. I don't think we can carry more than one safely.
We'll have to.
Our best chance is to split up.
Dad, no.
Dad?
My precious son, it needs to be done. You take one, and I'll take one, and we'll go separate ways. They won't catch us both.
What about the third egg?
Maybe your friend can help.
Are you crazy? He's working for the same people coming to steal them.
And he is the one warning us about them. I think we can trust him.
What eggs? Grab your Pokemon and let's get out of here!
Ignoring Jaden's pleas, William and Sunny rushed around gathering blankets and started wrapping up three large eggs and stuffing them into separate bags. Sunny slung one over her shoulders and brought the other to Jaden.
Don't make me regret this,
she said as she shoved the bag into Jaden's arms. The boy had so many questions running through his head, but he knew it was not the time or place to ask. William called his Persian and Vaporeon back into their Pokeballs while Jaden slung the bag he was given onto his back. They all started for the door, but Jaden put up a hand to stop them and went ahead and peeked out the window.
Dang, they're already here. Do you have a back way out?
Not really,
Sunny said. We could climb out onto the back patio and get down from there, William offered. Jaden nodded.
All right, you do that, I'll stall them.
Sunny narrowed her eyes at Jaden.
You're just going to give them
Jaden took the bag back off and pushed it back into Sunny's arms.
Take this with you and hide it in the woods. I'll go back around for it after I deal with Team Rocket.
It was clear Sunny wanted to argue, but she also knew there was no time. She decided to accept the bag, and both her and William hurried upstairs. Jaden opened the door and walked out to meet his angry companions. You're in a lot of trouble, Jaden. Jared was glaring at his old friend. Just behind him to one side was Cerulean, and further back were the two new recruits that Jared and Cerulean had brought into Team Rocket. They had been the ones in the cab of the truck.
What else is new?
Jaden replied.
I've been in trouble ever since Cerulean stole those gym badges.
Jaden glanced over at the boy in question, who would not meet Jaden's gaze.
Thanks again for that, buddy.
Sure, Jared smirked, but at least you found safety within our ranks. Now both the law and Team Rocket are out to get you.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I just wasn't ready to turn on a friend, but I just need to get over that, you know?
This caused some confusion among Jared and the others. Cerulean even looked up, surprised by Jaden's sudden acceptance.
I tricked the others into leaving after switching out their Pokeballs. I still don't want to see my friends get hurt, but here is that special Persian, and as a bonus, a Vaporeon.
Jaden held up two Pokeballs. Excellent, Jared said. Hand them here. He stepped forward to receive the Pokemon. Jaden stepped forward to hand them off, but as soon as he placed the second ball into Jared's waiting hand, his thumb brushed over the release button.
Ekans, Poison Sting!
The snake Pokemon burst out in a flash of light and immediately released a barrage of stingers at the four members of Team Rocket. Jaden took the opportunity to rush back inside, and then he shoved a large desk in front of the door to slow down his pursuers.
I hope that gave the others enough time,
Jaden said to himself.
Now if I can just find my way out.
He rushed upstairs as he heard a thud against the door. At least one of the Team Rocket members had made it there. The sounds of more thuds, and eventually crashing, echoed up the steps after Jaden as he then darted down a hall. Finding an open sliding door, he emerged onto a lower roof patio and figured that must have been what William had mentioned. Even if it hadn't been, Jaden was going to use it as his escape anyway. Rushing toward the edge, Jaden didn't bother looking down, knowing that the height was likely going to cause him second thoughts that he didn't have time for. He took a huge leap and prepared to buckle and roll as he hit the ground. It hurt more than he had thought it might, mostly due to the bruises he picked up jumping out of the truck earlier. Jaden didn't just pop up this time, his body aching from all the activity it had gone through lately. All he had to do next was find the bag and make a run for it. He whirled around, scanning the nearby woods, and was beginning to think Sunny chose not to trust the egg to his care after all. He really couldn't blame her. But then, a voice spoke up and Cerulean stepped out from behind a tree, holding the bag. Looking for this?
Just give it here, Cerulean.
What's in it that you risk letting us catch you to find it? Must be important.
Honestly, I don't really know. But I promised I would take care of it, so give it up.
Cerulean stared at the bag for what seemed like an eternity to Jaden. Then one of the new recruits shouted from the roof Jaden had just dropped from. He's out here! Cerulean has him cornered! A Pokeball flew through the air, and midway, a Sandshrew emerged and plowed directly into the new recruit. Jaden blinked and looked back at Cerulean, who had his arms stretched out. Take it and run, Cerulean said. Shaking off the shock, Jaden ran up, grabbed the bag, and took off back down Route 25. He still had the keys for the truck. Hopping into the cab, Jaden jammed the key into the ignition and turned it forward. The truck roared to life, and not wasting time with reverse, Jaden twisted the wheel as far as he could to the right and stomped on the accelerator. The tires spun, tearing up the grass as the truck slowly turned itself around. The bed of the truck fishtailed a bit as Jaden fought for control until it was cruising back toward Cerulean City. Free for the moment, Jaden knew there was only one real escape from Team Rocket. He was going to have to flee Kanto. And that meant catching a ship in Vermilion City. Driving as fast as he could, without losing control of the truck, Jaden zoomed through Cerulean City and headed for Saffron. After that, he'd make it to Vermilion and then catch a ride to neighboring Johto or maybe somewhere even farther away. Jaden unzipped the bag that sat beside him now to get a peek at the egg inside. It was still there and just as mysterious as it had been when he first found out that was what Sunny and William were looking at.
What was Sunny doing there again? Hadn't she called him Dad? But I thought he had a son, not a daughter.
Throwing his mind back to when Cerulean and himself had arrived at William C. Cottage, he tried to recall the story of the Eevee and its evolution into a Vaporeon. Jaden was sure William had said his precious son had nearly died. The boy was struggling to think it through, but he felt he was almost connecting the dots when he was distracted by the sound of a helicopter flying toward him.
Oh no, they found me!
Pushing beyond his own comfort to control the truck, Jaden sped up. The helicopter flew in just above him. Something caught his eye in the side view mirror, and glancing over, he found that a rope ladder had dropped down from above. They were going to try and board the truck. There wasn't a lot of room to maneuver to try to keep the truck away from the Team Rocket grunts climbing down, and before long, two had already boarded. Just at that moment, Jaden missed a downhill slope and ended up going over a shallow cliff. His stomach felt like it left him as they dropped, and the two grunts struggled to hang on. When the truck landed with a jolt, one grunt went flying off, unable to keep a grip. The second remained, even as the truck slid around wildly for a few seconds. Just then, they were approaching Saffron City, and the helicopter couldn't risk getting the ladder caught on any of the buildings. Some of the buildings were so tall that the helicopter needed to rise anyway just to keep from crashing. This left Jaden with the lone grunt in the bed of his truck. In the rearview mirror, he saw his enemy pull out a Pokeball. Jerking the wheel to the left, the truck swerved hard down another street, causing Jaden's passenger to lose his balance and drop his Pokeball over the edge. Taking more sharp turns to lose the grunt didn't succeed, but it had made it so he had not gained any ground either. Emerging out of the other side of Saffron, Jaden barely managed to turn and avoid the ladder dangling right in front of him with another grunt ready to board. Instead, his passenger collided with the other man just as he had tried to toss another Pokeball. The two grunts were tangled up in the ladder and trying desperately to free themselves as the helicopter resumed its pursuit. That struggle kept any more grunts from climbing down and gave Jaden some breathing room. However, he did notice the truck had started making an odd noise. He wondered if all the rough turning or possibly the jolt from the cliff had caused some damage.
Come on, girl. Hold together.
He just needed to get to the next city and then hop on a boat. The metallic rattling didn't seem to get any worse as Vermilion came into view. Jaden felt relief that the vehicle was still moving and he was almost to his destination, while the helicopter had faded from view. The feeling was short-lived when he approached the border of the city, however. A line of Team Rocket members were waiting for him, and if he wanted to get through, he was going to have to run some of them over, which they were probably betting he wouldn't do. Jaden started to slow down, uncertain as to what to do.
Should I turn back and find a different way out of Kanto? Should I just give up and let Team Rocket have the egg?
An image of Sunny popped into Jaden's head. It was an image from years ago when she had encouraged him not to give up on his dream or to let down his Pokemon. Then he remembered the pain on her face when she learned he had joined Team Rocket. Finally, that word Jared had used returned to the forefront. Resolve. Clenching his teeth, Jaden revved the engine. He wasn't going to let Team Rocket win. He was going to get that egg to a ship and take off for a whole other region.
Besides,
he thought out loud,
they'll move. They're not just going to stand there and get run over. Right?
Pushing in the accelerator a few more times, making the engine roar a cry of intimidation, Jaden hoped it was enough. He put the truck into gear and punched the gas. The truck zoomed closer and closer toward the line of Team Rocket grunts. They didn't seem interested in moving at all.
Come on. Move, move, move.
The truck got closer. Nobody moved.
Please move.
With only moments left before collision, Jaden closed his eyes tight and braced himself for the terrible sound that would accompany running over a person. The sound never came, however. Instead, he thought he heard someone shout, "Self-destruct!" or something. When Jaden opened his eyes, he was in Vermilion City, and no one behind him had been harmed. But there was a building directly in front of him. He yanked the wheel to turn and avoid it. The metallic rattling sound intensified. It almost sounded like something rolling around. Then there was an explosion. Jaden was still in a turn when his steering cut out. The truck shook, and suddenly it was in the air, flipping side over side. As he soared and twisted through the air, Jaden saw something that looked like a burned-up Pokeball fall out of the bed of the truck. It hadn't been something broken that had been making all that racket. It had been a Pokemon from one of the Team Rocket grunts, a Voltorb. As the truck turned over two more times, the bag with the egg flew out into some bushes. The truck landed hard on the driver's side and flipped and rolled across the grass before coming to a stop upright just before reaching the sea beyond. Nothing moved, and everything was silent save for some sirens in the distance. Team Rocket didn't dare go near the truck as officers and medical teams arrived. One watched from a distance, wearing layers of clothing to hide his Team Rocket uniform. He had to see what had happened to his friend. The officers were out investigating the truck, and some medical personnel had recovered the limp form of Jaden and laid him on a stretcher. They brought him over to the ambulance, and the disguised member of Team Rocket risked approaching them.
How is he?
Out of the way, please. We need to bring this body to the hospital. The word body hit the disguised man hard. The word meant the worst had happened, and it was all his fault. Cerulean had killed his friend. Epilogue. Cerulean walked over to the truck in the dark. He had to slip around a few barriers left by the officers. It was still an active crime scene, but people needed sleep, and they had gathered most of what they knew to look for. Cerulean knew there was still something missing. After Jaden's body had been removed from the truck, Cerulean kept an eye on the situation to see if anything else was pulled out. There had been nothing. But Cerulean knew Jaden had a bag with something special inside. It was hard to see on the outskirts of the city. There were lights coming from the ship docked a little way off and some lights spilling out from the buildings. But not much of it reached that patch of grass with the beat-up pickup truck. There was obviously nothing just laying out in the open, though, or the officers would have found it. That meant Cerulean had to check the trees and bushes nearby. For the first half an hour, Cerulean was coming up empty. He was losing hope of finding anything in the dark, but he wouldn't have access in the day. So he pushed on a little longer. Then he found something interesting. He was pretty sure it was a piece of an eggshell. Looking around some more, he found more pieces. Destroyed as it was flung from the vehicle, no doubt. Then Cerulean spotted something more. It was the base of the egg, mostly still intact.
Or not? Did it survive? And hatch?
Cerulean, a voice called out.
Cerulean, you out here?
Dang,
Cerulean hissed. He recognized the voice of one of the recruits. His name was Terry.
Why is he out here?
We're being called back to base. Where are you, sir? Cerulean knew he couldn't keep ignoring him. Letting out an exasperated sigh, he made his decision to give up the investigation for the time being. It pained him, knowing that he would have a lot tougher time tracking what came out of the egg whenever he was able to come back. But then, something stirred in the bushes. Could it be? Cerulean! Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm right here. Just give me a second.
Something popped out of one bush and darted into another. Cerulean moved in closer and pulled out a Pokeball. Just as it popped out again, he heard Terry's voice from just a few feet away calling to him. The Pokeball launched from his hand. Terry came around the corner, and whatever was out in the bushes had either been captured or gotten away.
What are you doing, sir? Huh? Oh, I thought I spotted a Staryu caught up in the bushes. Was trying to catch it. Turns out it was just a Meowth holding something shiny, and it darted off as you came around.
Terry stared at Cerulean for a few seconds, processing the story. Huh. Well, we should head out. A helicopter is waiting on us.
Yeah. Just let me grab my Pokeball first.
Picking it up, Cerulean joined Terry on the way toward Diglett's cave. Stealing a glance at his Pokeball, Cerulean noticed he had caught something. He couldn't be sure what it was, but, in the dim light, it appeared to have silvery fur. To be continued.